Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon in the house for the ETF of the week. And if you are interested in more, in learning more about how Tom picks the ETF of the week or ETFs in general, well, go to ETFtrends.com. Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. You can follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom Lydon on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Happy holidays, Chuck.
And to you too. All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower supports independent advice because it believes you should go to where you can get the best ideas without conflicts of interest. To see how that kind of open architecture can benefit you, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
The Wisdom Tree Japan Hedged Equity Fund, ticker symbol DX.
It's the DXJ, a Japan fund and a hedged fund. Why and why?
Absolutely. Well, we don't talk about Japan and investing that often these days, Chuck. It's interesting.
Well, because there's sort of been, you know, the better part of, say, two decades where nobody really wanted to invest there. That's why nobody was talking about it.
Well, exactly, but lately they've had a couple changes, and we know that there's been a new election. With that new election and the new prime minister who said pretty strongly that he is going to be pressuring the Bank of Japan to launch unlimited monetary easing to help revive the economy. If he's successful with that, what we're going to be seeing is lower and lower and lower rates and more printing presses of the yen over there in Japan, with the idea that money is easier to borrow and that a portion of that money will go back into investing and hopefully fuel the economy that really has been almost dead for decades, right?
Yeah.
So with that, we hope that it will happen, but I want to be sure that everybody understands that this is not one of those ETFs that we say, go out and mortgage the ranch and put some money into it. It's one of those things to keep an eye on. This ETF is down almost 50% from where it was 5 years ago. And while a lot of the U.S. markets have come back dramatically, this ETF still, like the Japanese market, has remained around its bottom. However, because of the hedge strategy, and what is meant behind this is there is a hedge against the Japanese currency. So if the currency declines in value, which it most likely will if they increase monetary policy over there in Japan, we could see an appreciation in equity prices while there is a depreciation in the yen. But if it's hedged, you could be benefiting from both sides there.
I'm still not convinced that this is a compelling buying case.
It's hit rock bottom. Come on, let's buy.
But that's kind of what it sounds like here. I mean, if it's the land of the rising stock market instead of the land of the rising sun, if we get there and you can survive the currency issues because it's hedged against some of those currency issues, what kind of gains can you expect and over what time period?
Well, in most cases, Chuck, I'm answering that question for you. But today, what I'm bringing out is we're wrapping up 2012. Here's an opportunity to look at for 2013. I mean, some of the companies that make up this ETF, a lot of them are automotive companies like Honda, Nissan, Toyota. They're pharmaceutical companies. They're tech companies like Mitsubishi, Canon, where these companies are really poised to do well going forward with an improving global economy, but it's all going to depend on the economic structure there in Japan. So, as I pointed out before, and you're always good to kind of hold my feet to the fire to say, all right, what type of allocation are we going to have? I'm going to say nada at this time, but watch it as we continue to hear more out of Japan as the whole economic and political structure, I think, is at a pivotal point.
So it's not, it's hit rock bottom, come on, let's buy. It's more along the lines of, it's hit rock bottom, let's take a look at where we want to buy.
It is, in fact, one of those unique strategies with an ETF, where it's not just buying an index. It's buying an index while you're also hedging the currency. Because in some instances, and this has happened here in the U.S., where if you bought the S&P 500 and you were buying it from overseas and it appreciated, but our currency devalued, it would actually work against you. So I think going forward, currency investing along with equity investing is going to be more synonymous. And here's a way where you can take advantage of that strategy.
Is there going to be something that becomes the trigger that makes you say we'll go from an allocation of nada to an allocation of 1% or 2%?
Yeah, I would look at, frankly, the 200-day moving average. And right now, it's a bit below the 200-day moving average. And I would also see, from a economic standpoint and a political standpoint, how the Bank of Japan responds. I think, you know, as we get into the first of the year, we'll start hearing a little bit more about that. This new prime minister has got both his guns loaded, and he's ready to make a difference. The question is, will he have influence?
And that is why...
I'm just taking my time before making the move.
You want to be taking your time before making the move into the ETF of the week. It is the Wisdom Tree Japan Hedged Equity Fund. The ticker symbol, DXJ. Don't buy it now, but look for those triggers, says Tom Lydon from ETF Trends. You can get more information at ETFTrends.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at ETFTrends or at Tom Lydon. You'll get Tom's personal feed. Tom, it's always great chatting with you. Look forward to doing it after the new year.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
There is much more to go today on Money Life, so stick around. We'll be right back.